from KQED.
Let's go now to Santa Clara and Fremont for a story about retirement. When South Asian immigrants living in the United States retire, they often return to India or move in with or close to their adult kids here in the U.S. A growing number of Indian retirees are now choosing senior living communities that can bring them a taste of home without having to live an ocean away from their children. KQED's Sandhya Dirks reports.
Mahesh Nihalani greets me at the entrance to Priya.
So nice to see you.
Come on in.
He guides me into the courtyard of what looks like it was once a two-story 1970s-style motel, now painted in brick red and pink and blue.
Come and have your chart is kept for you. You have a little chart, and then we can chat.
Almost immediately, Mahesh is putting out plates of chaat, an Indian street food. It's a Friday tradition here.
So we get all the kind of different street foods of India, which they relate to because all of these people, all seniors are born there.
They are the 36 senior residents who live in this bustling apartment complex, almost all of them Indian. Mahesh, everyone calls him Mahesh Uncle, is the manager of Priya.
This older generation that came from India in the 60s, at this point in time in their life, want their own environment. I mean, maybe our kids who were born here or grown up here, you know, they will kind of assimilate with anything at all, even later in life. But this group, especially this group, and that's quite a large number, needs a place with their own culture, with their own environment.
In 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Immigration and Nationality Act into law. That opened the doors for South Asian immigrants to come to America in large numbers. Now, that wave of baby boomer Desis are writing their final acts. But it's only recently that there have been options like Priya, places where you get Indian street food every Friday in the courtyard.
Food is actually, that's a big thing.
That's Arun Paul, who built and opened the first Priya in Santa Clara in 2013. Paul says he saw the need for a retirement community where Indian aunties and uncles didn't feel like the other.
Somebody wants to eat with their hands, they can feel comfortable doing that, right? If somebody wants to be barefoot, they can feel comfortable doing that.
He's not the only one tapping into this trend. There's South Asian-specific retirement communities in New Jersey, New York, even in the American retiree mecca of Florida. In 2015, Paul opened a second Priya in Fremont, and now he's building a 122-unit apartment complex there as well, with everything from a communal kitchen to an outdoor movie theater.
Kind of inspired by Cinema Paradiso, but done with a bit of, you know, more of a Bollywood twist.
Here, a one-bedroom is about $2,500 a month. But Paul says the real reason he created Priya, it's personal.
You must have seen that growing me.
I wanted my parents to move to the Bay Area.
You wanted your parents to move to the Bay Area?
That was what started it, right? I'm like, okay, how do I get them to move here?
Then it is close to my son's place also.
You guessed it. That's his mom, Kulu Paul, known here as Kulu Ma. She and her husband moved from their single-family home in Southern California to be closer to family.
But that is not only the reason we moved. We can move nearer to his house, but we thought that at the same time, we like to live, you know, with the community so that we have always some friendship.
Chai, no? With sugar is okay? You also chai with sugar?
Kuluma is having chai with Mahesh uncle in the Priya courtyard. They're telling me in India, old people's homes were stigmatized.
The concept in India was started like that, where, you know, old people were just sent to a home to say, now this is where you are. Okay, you don't belong to the house, this is where you are.
This doesn't feel like that at all. There's a hum of conversation and just a proximity to neighbors, a way of occupying communal space. It does remind me of India.
You can come and sing a Bengali song.
Yeah.
Tea time is over, and Mahesh Uncle starts recruiting residents for the day's afternoon activity, karaoke. Mahesh Uncle is very happy being an almost senior at Priya, but he says when the time comes, he and his wife will be one of those who return to India.
The last innings, absolutely, of my life, I should spend there, you know, with our people, and I should die there.
For those who stay in the States, these communities create a sort of hybrid, a place both very Indian and very American. In Santa Clara, I'm Sandhya Dirks, KQED News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED. That's thanks to the teamwork of Alex Helmick, Nina Thorson, Julia McAvoy, Ted Goldberg, and Erica Kelly. The engineers are Seal Muller, Howie Gelman, Katie McMurrin, and Danny Bringer. I'm Brian Watt. More news is just ahead.